Hi there, and welcome to episode 46 of the Tri-Cities Mac Podcast. I am here with...
Nolan.
Cassandra.
Marissa.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Dakota.
All right, and I am Cade. Today's topic is...
Video games! Woo!
I used to play a lot of video games when I was younger. I played the original PlayStation, actually, and then I had a PlayStation 2. And I had an Xbox, and I had an Xbox 360. It was a lot of fun. My favorite game on the PlayStation 1 was Crash Bandicoot. Did anyone remember that game? Nobody?
I beat that game 7 times.
7 times?
Yes.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was totally into that game. I loved it. I don't know why, but I played that whenever I could when I was little. Did you ever have a Nintendo 64?
I
have one.
I never owned one, but I had friends that had them, so I played them there.
My dad had one, and it broke when I was 5.
Oh.
But I got a little bit out of it.
Yeah. I played Super Mario 64 a lot. That was good.
I had a PS, and I was obsessed with Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah. Guitar Hero was... Oh, that was a big craze. You know, I won a Guitar Hero championship in middle school. And it was pretty crazy. I think I won like $50, but it was pretty cool. I was a big nerd and I got money for it.
I'm obsessed with Minecraft.
Minecraft? Really? Ooh, what do you like about Minecraft?
I don't know, I just like it.
I really like, you know,
I like the piggies.
Yeah, it's fun just exploring in there, but like the music is nice. Like it's relaxing. Nice. It's relaxing.
I like the trim.
Yeah.
Oh, I just like exploring.
Yeah, exploring is really cool because it's all different all the time.
And I cannot play Minecraft at all without like any sort of new mod or Tinker's Construct because I think it's just so... Once you get introduced to the modding community, it's just so amazing what they've done. Like, you can have a mod for just about everything and probably 4 times more than stuff that we have in this world. Like, genetics...
So, real quick, so explain to someone who doesn't know what a mod is. Like, what is a mod?
A mod is, it's where some computer programmer takes the code of Minecraft, understands it, and learns how to manipulate it. And they manipulate it and add stuff to it. So, like, a simple code is, like bold. A bold code is a very, very simple code. And you could use like 70 bold codes and an italics code to make 1 pixel of your new superpower ring or orb or something.
So it's mod would be like short for modification.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So it makes the game to what they want.
The really good mods are done by or at least they're all collected on Tekkit and Void Launcher. I've had such a great time with them. I mean, the starting up, getting like your computer to handle the mods and getting the right platforms sucks. But once you start getting mods, there's so many more endless possibilities. So like instead of building like a 250 by 250 block house, you can just light a piece of TNT and have a 500 by 500 house already decked out with coal and diamonds and iron and just about everything you ever need.
So just Satori does it for you. Yeah. Nice, not bad.
I'm obsessed with multiplayer for Minecraft.
Oh, wait, the multiplayer on Minecraft?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Basically, like multiplayer for Minecraft because I can join other people's worlds and play with other people.
Yeah,
but and have fun with other people.
It is fun, yeah.
If they're on your building, they can break it and ruin it, so then you'll have to rebuild it. And you don't build them. You just type in a thing and then it just makes it for you.
Yeah, servers are... You can have so many different plugins on servers. Not every server you have to build a airplane or something. Like a game like Draw My Thing. You can have something like a factions, PvP, magic,
No, there's only survival, creative, PvP, or mini
now,
games.
Are there other games that have mods?
Yes. Most
GTA 5.
No, there's a platform called Steam, and what it is it's basically a modding community, and it's a very safe platform to get games. I use it for all my games. So you download your normal game, let's just say Minecraft, and 5 weeks before they release the update just to the Mojang people, since Steam is a highly recommended thing and Mojang really likes them, they send it out 5 weeks earlier, so you get like a beta version of the update and you test and you give reviews. So one of my favorite things to do for school is like do a little report on a video game.
Okay.
And get like 10 or 20 points on extra credit just because I love video games.
Nice. That's not bad.
I am obsessed with like four things. Two of them are apps. One of them Snapchat and the other's Dub Smash because Dub Smash is hilarious.
Would you consider those games or just like little
apps?
But apps. Okay. I mean, it makes sense.
I like Call of Duty. I've already beat Call of Duty 3 and I'm on the last game of Call of Duty 4 and now I'm on Sniper. And my favoriteest part about Call of Duty 3 is like you're going into New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to drive this boat. Like, first you, like, take down this big ol' army that's like, a submarine that's full of an army, and you have to shoot them down. And then you go there, and then you, like, and then you use the bombs that they're using to, defeat us, the good guys. And then you, switch it around so you kind of, using it like you're shooting the bombs against the bad guys that created the bomb, and then you kind of drive a boat and then you go into the next mission. But my favorite mission is that when you like they're going to this big old city, and then you have to shoot all the bad guys on the top, and then I have to go into this building, and then I have to snipe like six people, and then on the next and then I jump out of the thing and then a helicopter comes and picks me up, and then it takes me to the city hall in the middle of the thing, and then you get on a tank and then you like shoot all the people. And
crazy, sounds like an action packed game.
It is.
All right, so that's about gonna do it today for episode 46. That was our talk about video games. It is game over. Let's get out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.